feed inflation, gas prices shatter records for 11th consecutive day. By Nick Gilbertson on May 20, 2022. The national average price for a gallon of regular gas shattered records for the 11th consecutive day Friday, as the policies of the Biden administration continue to wreak havoc on working-class Americans. A gallon of regular gas averaged $4.593 Friday, the American Automobile Association, AAA, reported, marking another jump from Thursday's 10th consecutive record-setting day when national prices hovered at $4.589, as Breitbart News documented. Mid-grade gas and premium gas averaged at $4.956 and $5.236, respectively, on Friday. Democrat-run California had the most exorbitant prices in the country Friday at a state record $6.064 for a gallon of regular, the only state in the country to eclipse the shocking $6 milestone, according to AAA. Per AAA, the following states round out the top in terms of the highest prices in the nation, all of which broke their respective records Friday: Spare Nevada, Hawaii-$5.370, Nevada-$5.240, Washington-$5.196, Alaska-$5.174, Oregon-$5.141, Illinois-$4.98, New York-$4.919, Arizona-$4.861, New Jersey-$4.776. The Biden administration has repeatedly laid the blame for the extreme costs with Russia and the President Vladimir Putin for his invasion of Ukraine. When asked about record-setting gas prices in March, Biden's response was "can't do much right now" and claimed that Russia is responsible, as Breitbart News noted at the time. When reporters asked Biden what his message to Americans suffering the effects of high gas prices was, he replied, "they are going to go up," Breitbart News reported. During an exchange with Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, on Thursday, Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm again deflected responsibility for the price at the pump, telling the senator that he can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine, as Breitbart News reported. Watch below. Hawley challenged Granholm, highlighting that prices were on the rise well before the invasion. "With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense," Hawley said. "From January to August, the price of gasoline was up over 30% in my state alone," he explained later in the exchange, highlighting the rocketing prices in Missouri in 2021. "It has been a continuous upward tick since then." Hawley went on to outline the anti-oil industry policies that the Biden administration implemented in its first days of office. He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in ANWR. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide. That accounts, by the way, for 25% of U.S. oil production, Hawley explained. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. "Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that had no effect on our energy supply?" he asked, prompting Granholm's denial yet again. Sky-high gas prices are just one of the crises Americans are dealing with under the Biden administration. The nationwide baby formula shortage has had horrid effects on babies and their parents. While the Department of Labor recently reported that the Consumer Price Index had risen 8.3% in April compared to a year ago, following March's 40-year high of 8.5%.